Hi, Yahoo!
So, guys.
Good morning.
All right, we got a couple more on now.
Yeah, everybody. Yes, I know. After all that traveling, whew, you guys are amazing that you're on. Nancy's on. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Edwin is here. Yay, Edwin. You guys are the troopers, man. Been the convention
is so excited.
Yeah, we're excited. Edwin and I are sitting here around our kitchen table. We're together.
Oh, that's wonderful, you guys. How awesome is that? Fantastic.
Awesome. Really awesome.
Yeah. Well, I guess let's have you guys share. I mean, that's Gloria sent us a big list of notes, and Carla's on now. Good morning, Carla.
She might be in
there. She's probably muted. Good morning. Okay, Jack, so I guess let's just go ahead. We'll maybe do some wins for the week. But, yeah, you guys that were at convention, share something that you're excited about. So,
okay, well, we'll just do them in the order. Patricia was on first. So, Patricia, what would you like to share wins for the week?
Well, I'm just can hardly wait to hear what everybody else has to say. My win is I went to a competition fundraiser that this fella who's a world champion four times, CrossFit champion. I went to a fundraiser Saturday, and it was amazing. There was the most fit woman. I think she was from Iceland. She was there watching these people compete, but really paying attention to what it is that they need, that we have, and also looking at the vendors, and there's nobody has anything we have in the vendors. There was one tape company, but haven't looked them up yet. But that was a big win because I made a lot of good contacts and left some products for this fella to use and spend some time with my cousins. And then some other things that I'm working on. I've written my goal. My goal for May is to look at my names list every day and do something with it. Either, you know, contact five people or add two people or just have activity with my names list every single day. And then ordering the brochure that Dave Johnson is offering, the pack of 100. And my goal is to have 100 presentations in the next 3 months. So that's my goal. I want to hear everybody else. Thanks.
That is a great goal, you know, and that focus, you know, looking at that name list, adding people to it, it'll grow, and, you know, and doing 100 presentations like we talked about on Saturday. The more seeds we plant, the bigger the harvest. So, yay, Patricia, good goal.
And I want to say something. I really appreciate all the prayers that you guys, almost everybody said, and when we said Karen was not feeling well, that you sent in us prayers, and she got well pretty darn fast. So thank you.
Prayers work, right?
Prayers always work, yeah. Okay, Gloria. Oh, do you want to talk? I know you said your voice is not working too good.
Probably should not.
Okay. And she sent us notes, but unfortunately our computer, our printer.
We can read them fine on the computer, but the printer printed them out so little here. I'm squinting even under my kinko light. But thank you, Gloria.
We will get them. Get the printer fixed and read them. Edwina.
Good morning, Edwina.
All right, call on me. And I just want to say to you, God is good, and he does answer prayers. And that's the power of what you ask us to do. And I'm glad you're feeling better, Karen, because it just that makes us feel bad when one of our members is not all together there. So that's really great. So what happened with me from last week that was really special is that You know who I'm talking about. Jack Phil came over.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Phil, yeah, Phil came over, and Tina was here, and Nancy was here, and they just took over. They just started talking to him and telling him about who we are and telling their story. And through the course of this, he was moved to tears. He loved the fact, and he sent me a text right after that saying, oh, my God, how much did I need that? And how wonderful it is to see everybody's heart, and how this business is a business of the heart, and it's just made him know more that he wanted to be involved. So that was so positive for me, because remember, I could never catch up with him. I could never get him to answer my calls or return those texts or whatever, but he did decide to come because he wanted to meet some of the other Nikan persons. And the only thing I can say to everyone, it sure is great when you've got somebody else talking for you. That ABC just works every time.
Yeah, absolutely does.
Yeah.
Dave, well, thank you. And
what would you like to say about conventions?
Well, you know, my Crossline partner is on the line, and I don't want to steal her thunder. I know she has so much to say. And so I'm just going to defer everything to her, and if she leaves something out, then I'll come back. Okay?
Right.
She loves this kind of thing.
Okay, Nancy.
Thank you, Edwina. All right, Nancy, yeah.
I cannot believe she just said that. I'm sitting here with just a fuzzy mind looking at her aghast. That turkey. Okay, well, I just fell out of bed, folks. I am so sorry. I am really sad you are not able to talk, Gloria. Well, one thing, Susan Carver kicked us off on Thursday night with saying, how big is your gap between your current life and your desired life? And she said it really was, who do you know who knows someone? Who do you know who knows someone? And just keep going down until you find that person that really connects with Nikan. And I'm starting at the very beginning. There is so much more. The Anton McBurney was really great. I don't think I've ever heard him speak, but he said, we do have to have a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal. We have to write it down. We must have it. And then he talked. Oh, I can't even go into all that. There's so much. I really don't want to steal Tina's idea. We sat and talked with Tina Davidson yesterday morning at breakfast, and she was telling us, and Gloria, has she talked to you? I'm sure she has, about the guy in New York. And she said, oh, he's been on, I don't know, it was Good Morning America or what, but I mean, he's well known, and he decided his goal would be to make 1,000 new contacts and be a master network, a master networker in 1 year. And so his plan was to have 15 people over every week. He didn't know them through the weeks. He would have, it sounded like he had a notebook, and he would have each Wednesday night or whatever day he picked down the date with 15 empty blanks. And he would just see someone, and if he really liked their energy, and he would ask them to dinner and say, this is not about the food. This is coming to meet some other people. And so he did that for 1 year. Anyway, she was one of the ones. Her husband had made the connection with this guy somewhere. I can't. It was some sort of big fundraiser. Tina's husband heading up the Easter Seals. So you've heard this, Jack. And anyway, and so he said, well, if you like my energy, you would really like my wife. So Tina went to it, and she was telling us about how the evening went. Well, it really inspired Edwina and me to do something along that line. So, and it really inspires you to talk to people that you've never talked to, or you have, but you just kind of held back because all you were doing was thinking about, well, how can I share Nikan with them? You know, it was sort of self-focused instead of focusing out. And so Edwin and I have been sitting here talking about the people we have thought of and what we're going to do along that line. And I told Edwin yesterday in the car driving, I said, you know, David will run into all these players and all these fellow teachers and referees, and oh my gosh. And some of them will say, oh, Ms. Clyde, I still remember that lasagna you made, or when you had the team over, which years ago you could do that, and now you cannot, because, oh my goodness, you just can't. They won't allow you to. And so, anyway, but, you know, and David say, well, we can make that happen. We can have you over, you know. So I thought, well, if that isn't groundwork for what this would be for inviting every week, I don't know that we could do it every week with all I do with grandkids and my mom, but have people over. He served on paper plates, just a folding table put up, and there'd be 15 people and himself. And very, very, very simple meal, penne pasta, sauce, a cup with some oil in it and a breadstick sticking in it, and they brought whatever they wanted to drink. I think he said, you bring the wine, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, she said it was a fabulous meal. And that just hearing that, just our creativity took off on how we could take that and use it to just find out. You know, he had specific questions he would ask, and everyone had their time to speak, et cetera. But amazing, amazing. And there was one other thing that flashed through my mind, but I think I'm too groggy to, I can't recall it. But that was a huge thing. Oh, I do know for plans for this next, for May, is I am figuring out how I can get over to Pensacola, Florida to help Michelle and Terry. And also when Rick spoke about the trifolds, I really have it clear in my mind what my method of operation is for reaching people. You have to have the people, you add to the list, contact them. However, I'm still fuzzy on it. I know because I went through it yesterday in the car, but this morning I'm just not swift. Gloria's voice is gone and my brain's kind of in a lag. But anyway, I know my method of operation. I know the people I will reach. And I went ahead and bought the 5-block at for the October event. And I told Rick, and I told him, I said, really, I've never felt so sure that I will have 5 people, new people there. I said, really, I mean, this is it. We have it. We know how to do it. We have it. It's going to happen.
That's fabulous.
Woo-hoo-hoo! That is awesome. Yeah. I am so excited. That is great. Yeah, I can see, you know, like with Patricia sharing, you know, just being out and contacting people and doing 100 presentations and having, you know, having new people there for the October.
Could I add something? This is something before the event happened that I wanted to share. Shared it with umpteen people while I was there, is that when Edwin and I were together for, what, a day and 2 nights before, I contacted Carolyn Robertson in Tyler, Texas. She's Rick Murphy's most recent silver. And I said, what, because I knew Rick had been out there, and I said, tell me, I want to visualize what happened at that meeting, because he's employing the trifold. And she said, well, we met at a restaurant. It was very casual. Rick was just, you know, personable, got to know the people. I think there were there were about 6 people there, total 7. 7 people maybe. Anyway, and I said, well, what happened? And she said, well, he was just very personable. And then, you know, he's talked a little, and he does have his little things that he will say that are kind of, and I can't even think of those this morning. I apologize. But anyway, he just went on and demonstrated the chlorine and the pH of the water. And then he demonstrated the shoe inserts. And he said, she said one person had a sore neck, so he took the Kinko Touch and said, well, here, put that on your neck. Let's see if you notice anything right now. And then they ended up leaving. Well, and then we were getting ready to stop and eat lunch. So I said, well, I got to go. Well, anyway, while we were eating lunch, I thought, wait a minute. What happened to the trifold? So I called her back. And I said, oh, and that night, 2 people signed up to join them. I mean, that's what she said. Yeah, 2 people joined them. So I said, well, what about the trifold? And she thought, and she thought, and she said, oh, We handed those to them as they left. Well, the next day she got a call from the other person that did not sign up, and she said, I want to know, I'm interested in this business. I want to get together with you. Well, then Rick was telling her, yeah, it is so powerful after they have seen and experienced the power of the products and see that we're not trying to cram anything down their throat. We're just here finding out where they are, what their issues are, et cetera. And I am sure every different meeting that is done is different, but you must get that information into people's hands. Well, then Rick talked about being somewhere. A guy came to a meeting, and he had to leave. I think he was a doctor. He had to leave. So Rick said, well, don't leave empty-handed. Here, at least take this trifold, and you can read about us. He calls Rick the next day. He said, I'm in. I want to do
that. Wow.
Yeah. So, and he was only there for maybe 20 minutes of that meeting, and then he had to leave. So he heard something of what Rick was saying in just in general. But I'm sure I know he touches on, you know, this, we are launching this. This is a 42-year-old company that we're using that foundation, but it's really a four-month-old company the way it's set up now. Okay, Ed, did you want to say something?
Yes, yes. Now, I just want you guys to know, how's that for being groggy and sleepy and so forth? Did you leave anything out for me? Okay, this is what I'm saying to you. Jack and Karen, you would have been so proud of us. We were like a family, which is what you guys strive for us to be. We sit together. We ate together. We shared ideas, all of the group. We thought of you guys. We sent vibrations to you all. You should have gotten pictures of all of us, and we were so proud to do that, to let you know that
we
were in unison, all of us together.
Yeah.
And that's because of you all, okay?
Yeah, we're so proud of you. And, you know, a team makes such a difference, having a team and knowing it, that you've got friends and you've got that support. And like you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
having
mm-hmm.
and Nancy come to your house. And, you know, I know several of you, you've done, you know, three-way calls with each other. And yeah, a team, man. We can do lots more together as a team. So thank you.
That's right.
Ruth Lowe did all those little videos.
Oh, yeah, she had all you guys say hi, and oh, that was so awesome.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah,
so wonderful. So heartwarming. Yes, indeed. We just love and appreciate you.
That's awesome, awesome. I think I can read Gloria's notes if you want me to do that now. Did you want to add anything else?
No, go for the notes.
Okay, here's the notes. And I'll skip the first essay. Susan Carver in the Gap I'll read it. How big is your gap? The gap between your current life and the life you desire. Find a few people who are looking to close their gap. Don't wait for the opportunity, create it. And Gloria says, I'm going to use this in my next ad. And then Anton McBurney, BHAG, Big Hairy Audacious Goals. You can have goals without success, but not success without goals. You have to do it by yourself. You cannot do it alone. You have to do it.
I know that.
You cannot do it alone.
Remember, that's what.
You have to do it by yourself. You can't do it alone.
Right, I know. It's like they call that a koan. Right, we can't do it by ourselves, but then we can't do it alone either.
yeah. Okay, scale your activities to your goal and track progress. And Gloria says, my action from this, putting 25 on my wipe-off board, 25 guests are my goal for Dave and Valerie's visit May 25th. Add names daily. Make a list of all the reasons I will have 25 guests. And Brad Arntz, the key is to find a few people who want to do this as much as I do. Ben Woodward, promise me, not the right statement. I promise you. So promise me is not the right way to say it. I promise you. Believe in someone else. My action, Gloria says. get a refill cartridge with a pen Dave gave me years ago that states, from someone who believes in you.
Oh, isn't that awesome? That's awesome.
Mike DiMuccio, book recommendation, Start with Why by Simon Sinek, or whatever his name is.
By Why You Do It.
Why You Do It. Yep. Be part of something, but also contribute your pebble to the pond, you know, throwing the pebbles in the pond. Okay, the image of building a doghouse versus a skyscraper. Use the law of attraction to get help with the skyscraper. So it takes a lot of people to build a skyscraper. One person can build a house, but it takes a big, huge team to build a skyscraper. Yeah.
It takes big vision and enrolling people into your vision.
Yes. And she says, my action, ask for help with my vision of a wellness community, wellness classrooms, homes, and businesses. Then Mike, help put Niken on the map right here where I stand. When he's launching an area, he tools up. So like
the
new brochure, yeah. I'll tell you what I'm doing, and you tell me if this is a fit for you. We're meeting because I have a big idea that can impact people here and around the globe. And then he shows the five pillars. Which two jump out at you in the five pillars? So that's the hole in their life. That's why we're talking today, because you have that hole, and you know it now. Okay, don't talk to an entrepreneur's club. And so... yeah, don't talk about it. Do it, right? And glorious action. Entrepreneurs Club with Dave's visit.
Woohoo!
Oh,
great idea, Gloria.
And Bernadette McBurney says, success is not an accident. It's a choice. And that's absolutely right. When I choose success, I will do whatever it takes. Investment is time, money for tools, and continuing education and contacts. And then Gloria in parentheses, made me think of my vision and action plan again. I'm building a healthier community, one home, one family at a time. I'm looking for strategic partners to help me fulfill this vision. Retailing is customers. Recruiting is team building. Retention is communication. Wow, good stuff. Julie Tara, we're going to mess up. Fail on the way to success. So a book recommendation. The fifth element of health, electromagnetic energy.
Woohoo!
Fifth element of health, electromagnetic energy. We're exposed to 100 million somethings, whatever it is, rentgens or something. The radiation and electromagnetic fields than our grandparents were.
Wow.
So, you know, we just have all these cell phone radiations, the Wi-Fi, the television, all the stuff that's around us, yeah. Retailing is customers. Recruiting is team building. Retention is communication. Oh, I did that. Okay. We don't need to tell people solutions. People want their own discovery.
Their own
aha moment.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Become shame resilient. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about them, right? Do something different. Get out of your box. Listen to your inner voice. Do not take this lightly. Don't take it lightly, but don't take yourself seriously.
Don't take me too
lightly.
Yeah, it's the real deal, right?
Don't take yourself too seriously. Okay, and Rick, on using the new brochure, when launching a new person, ask them if they like the business. like a business, I guess. Oh, my goodness, there's another whole page. I might not have time to read this. Karen can send it out to everybody if that's okay with you, Gloria. To be primary or secondary income, their job is to find three people who match the statement in the brochure, what we're looking for. Get me on the phone with new people. Favorite five during presentation. Not too much info. The more testimonies and
testimonies and demos. You know, that's what always attracts people. It's the human. It's the stories. People are fascinated with testimonials and stories. I mean, that's what people remember. They don't remember all those facts and stuff like that. So that's one of the things that Eric Lapone, that one of our mentors, is always, you know, it's sharing the stories and make sure that collect them, you know, collect stories. And of course, you can always share your own, but collect other ones too, both business stories and different product stories.
I'm looking for positive, motivated people, and that's not a yes or no question. So we have to ask, we have to get in the conversation, right, to draw it out. New objection. Why are we not able to apply our personal volume?
Answer.
We're paid on the team that we build, not the products that we buy. So we're,
yeah, good point.
Anyway, roundtable discussions with leaders. There's a whole bunch of stuff.
Yes,
so,
Gloria, you are so awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate this. And now,
we'll send it out to everybody.
We can send it out to the court.
Okay, Carter Cook, anything you would like to add today, your
No, I don't think so. It's just great to hear from the event, from those of us who were unable to be there. It's helpful to hear, of course. We missed, we missed a great opportunity, but circumstances are what they are. And so thanks to you all who take notes, who network together, who get ideas from one another, as well as from what you heard on stage. All of it's helpful. Thanks.
Yeah, and
absolutely. I'm with you, Carla. I feel an infusion of energy. So thank you.
We'll probably get some more on the weekend.
Yes,
this weekend, by the way.
Oh, it'll be the celebration call.
Call for
April.
April. Okay, Pam Barnes. What would you like to add? I see that somebody there is on the call.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Oops.
Oh, maybe we lost her. Okay. Well, thank you guys for being on this morning. What a team. We are so blessed. Just like Edwina, like you really explained that well and shared, you know, it's this team. We love being team with you guys and, building together. And let's talk more about all of these things. But, you know, it all starts with the vision, the BHAG, the vision. When we have a big vision, and then we start enrolling other people into the vision, and we can do that like with the trifold brochure. I mean, there's various ways to help enroll people into the vision. But sharing what we're doing, let's see if this is a fit for you, and having people take a look, and who do you know that it might be a fit for? And just one of the things we talked about this last Saturday is that quote from the Bible that if we sow sparingly, we reap sparingly, but if we so bountifully, we reap bountifully. And so it's just making lots of contacts, planting lots of seeds. And it's not like just dumping a whole lot of information on people. It's just opening these doors, kind of just planting the seed. It's asking a couple questions and having people take a look and using a tool, not us just telling a whole bunch of stuff, but so that they can discover it. That was a really good point. You know, they discover it. They make the aha. We're the person, the friend that leads from information source to information source, and they discover it. They discover. And so, yeah, so powerful.
Pam, I see.
I'm sorry, I had too many buttons to push to get to the screen. All I'll say is okay. It's been, I mean, years. It's been 8.5 years since I wasn't at one of the meetings. And boy, do I miss it. I mean, you just, with the energy and great to hear, and you do, you miss it. You know that you really need to be there. This, things haven't worked out for us to be there this time. We're already looking forward to being at Rick's event in the fall because we know, you know, a part of our heart is missing because we need that wonderfulness that we have in our family here on this call. But the bigger picture, too. So thank you all for sharing. I plan to be on all kinds of calls. I know there's going to be an 11 o'clock on Dave's call. He's having Dennis Williams come on. So I'm trying to,
yeah.
You know, absorb all of the stuff that I missed. So thank you.
Us, too. Thanks, Pam. And, yeah, and all of us can, yeah, start thinking about just like Nancy Clyde shared. I mean, having new people with. Well, having team with us, but having new people too in October. I mean, that'll be exciting.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone.
Yay, team!
Sharing, we love and appreciate you. We thought
thank
about you.
You
every day.
And you guys too. Glad Karen's good.
Thank you.
Thanks, y'all. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye bye.